Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, prescribing hope for healthy families here on American Family Radio. Here's your host, Professor, Pediatric Nurse Practitioner, and Mom of Four, Dr. Jessica Peck.
Well, hey there, friends, and welcome to my favorite time of day, being able to spend time with you prescribing hope for healthy families. And it is my favorite time of the year. We are still in the days where I can say Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy New Year, as we are eagerly awaiting the new year tomorrow. It is so exciting to see this fresh chapter. And, you know, as we close out this year and prepare to step into 2025, I just want to take a moment to reflect with you, because this past year has been filled with a lot of challenges for the world, for me personally, I'm sure for you, with trials, with unexpected twists and turns. But as we look back, we also see moments of joy and growth and grace. And, you know, I think ever since 2019, right? And I feel like anytime we say 2019, it should be followed by a sound effect like dun, 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 you know, because here we are, 2020 coming. And we think, oh, just let's wait for 2021. That'll be better. And that brought its own set of challenges. Oh, 2022 it will be. And here we are going into 2025. And it still seems like we are rolling in chaos, and that can be really difficult. But alongside all of that, alongside the personal, the professional, the shared experiences that we have had as human beings, as living in America, going through a contentious election season, all of those things aside, I really don't want to go even a moment further in this program without saying thank you. Yes, you who are listening, thank you so much for your faithful support. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for walking this journey alongside me and my producer, Stephanie. We have, for those of you who may have missed this, Stephanie and I have been longtime friends for nearly a quarter of a century, have raised our kids together, have served alongside each other in children's ministry for decades now. And God has just opened up this path for us to be able to serve together. And it has been a joy to serve you. That is our mindset. Every time we walk into studio, every time we plan a show, we think, how can we serve you best? What do you need? And where can we meet you at that point of need? And we're so grateful for American Family Radio giving us this opportunity to minister to you. And you, by listening in, have chosen to be a part of a community that where we are choosing together to prioritize our faith, our family, and finding hope for healthy families, no matter what age or stage your family is in. And for that, we, Stephanie and I, and along with our whole team, our team that works behind the scenes with us, we are so grateful for you. And as we look back and reflect on this year, and we are going to do that later in the show, Stephanie and I have prepared a top 10 list, our top 10 episodes. And I'm going to say it's top 10 ish because it's just too hard to choose. But some of our top moments, we'll be sharing that with you a little later in the show. But for right now, let me encourage you to take some time to reflect on your own year. I want you to open your calendar, whether you have that in front of you or in your mind. My husband and I have a perpetual argument about what is better, paper calendar or electronic calendar. I'm a paper girl, much to his chagrin. He's trying so hard to convert me and so far has been unsuccessful, but he thinks 2025 will be his year. I will keep you posted on that. But maybe think back to also where you've spent your time and where you've spent your money. Think about your credit card statements, your checkbook, whatever it is. But ask yourself, where have I spent my time, energy, and resources this year? Because we can talk about our intentions and what we meant to do and what we should have done, but what did you actually do? Those are powerful indicators, our time and our money, of our true priorities. But no matter where you find yourself, you may be looking back thinking, you know what? I did pretty good in 2024. You may be looking back thinking, yeah, that did not go like I wanted it to. I want to remind you, it's never too late to start over. Never, ever, ever, ever. And as we prepare for 2025, I invite you to join us again on this journey. Here, right here on the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, we'll continue to prescribe hope for healthy families, and that hope is so desperately needed in a world that seems to be spinning faster, just weighed down by stress, by worry, by an avalanche of horrible headlines. But friends, the hope that we are talking about here, it is not found in life hacks, parenting shortcuts, relationship tips. Those are all helpful tools, but they are not the foundation of the hope we prescribe. The only hope that never disappoints is found in the one who gives us life, who sustains us. So I want to read to you words from Romans chapter 5. And this is where the Apostle Paul writes to us. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we celebrate in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also celebrate in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Now, this hope, my friends, is what sustains us. And for me, prescribing it for you, it's really not about what I know or my credentials or what I can teach you, although all of those things are helpful. Without God's grace, without my hope in the eternal hope that I just shared with you, that all means nothing. True hope comes from knowing that through faith in Jesus Christ, we are forgiven, we are loved, we are empowered to live life with purpose. And maybe you had all kinds of hopes for this year. Maybe you hoped this would be the year that relationship would finally reach reconciliation. Maybe you hoped this would be the year that your marriage would finally feel like it's right back on track. Or maybe this was the year you hoped your finances would be manageable, or whatever that hope was that you felt like you were disappointed. Let me encourage you to know that there is a kind of hope that will never disappoint. And if you have never experienced that kind of hope, I want you to know it's available to you today. God loves you. Yes, you. He loves you. He sent his son Jesus to live the perfect life that we could never do, to die for our sins and to rise again, offering us eternal life and a relationship with him. Accepting that personal gift of grace is the most important decision that you can make as we step into a new year. And I encourage you to do that, to make that decision, to connect with a local church who can help you grow in your faith and grow in your journey to find that hope that doesn't disappoint. And in looking ahead together at 2025, you know, I look behind at 2024, and my husband and I actually were just talking the other night when we were out on a date. We were going out on a date for the anniversary of our first date, which has now been almost 30 years ago. I cannot believe that, but it is amazing to celebrate all of the progress that we've had. But when we look back at the year 2024, it was a year. We had a lot of health crises in our family. We just had a lot of trials and tribulations, but we had a lot of good things too. And I look forward to 2025, and I think that no matter what the year holds, we know, and we don't know what it holds, but we do know who holds the future. And last year in 2024, we challenged each other to adopt 52 habits for healthy families, one for every week of the year. And this year, we are doing it again, but even better. And later on in the week, I'll be sharing with you some of my own personal journey, because I do not have it all together. I don't have all the answers. I have not found all of the wisdom that life has to offer to tell you how to have the perfect family. But I'll tell you what I have found. I've found courage to say that I haven't, that I don't have all the answers, that I don't know everything, but I have found hope and healing along the way. And I want to share that with you more than anything. So I'll be sharing with you some of my personal journey and reflections on adopting the 52 healthy habits. Some I've done really, really well, and some I have failed miserably at, and I'm going to try again this year. But every week we will focus on a small intentional step toward building stronger, healthier families. And so I encourage you, let's look ahead this year with renewed hearts and minds, holding on to a hope that doesn't disappoint. Together, let's walk this journey of faith and grace and growth, one habit, one week, one day, maybe one minute at a time. But we'll be here every day from Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can also find us on any podcast platform. You can find us on AFR's app. If you don't have that app, that would be a great time to get. But you'll find us here every day, learning and growing and looking along with you for that hope. And so again, I just want to thank you for being part of this community. We cannot wait to see what God is going to do in the coming year. And we are so looking forward to being a part of that. Now, for your own particular family, for your personal family, as we come to the end of this year and prepare for the fresh beginning of another one, let's just talk a little bit about what you may have experienced over the holidays. Maybe your holidays were fantastic and you just think, I don't want this to end. I don't want my kids to go back home to go to college. I don't want to end this family time together. Or maybe you're on the other side of that thinking, whew, we made it. I got through all of that family stuff. And maybe it's a little bit of both. That can absolutely happen. But that is really the beauty of a new year, looking at what you can do together. And so here, as we stand at the doorstep of this brand new year, I want you to take a moment to reflect on the year that's passed. It is a beautiful opportunity to look back and to consider where we've been before we step into where we're going. And God has been faithful. Where are those moments that God has been faithful and He has met you in the moment? I'll give you a preview. I know I started a prayer journal back in 2024 in January, and I started to look back at that today, and I was amazed thinking of some of the things that had worried me so much that I wrote paragraphs about, praying about. And now I think I haven't thought about that in months. God took care of that. And I didn't even take time to say thank you. But so often when we're living at the speed of a smartphone, the days and months just fly by in a blur because we let life get busy. We let our routines take over and we hardly get a moment to breathe, much less reflect. But tonight, as you prepare to welcome the new year starting tomorrow, make the time. So here's an idea. Maybe you get your family together, maybe around the dinner table, maybe with some hot chocolate, maybe you get cookies that are still left over from the holiday season. Just you look back through your calendars and think about, where did you spend your time as a family? Where did your money go? And some credit card companies will give you a report where you can look and see, where did you spend the bulk of your money? And ask your family, what brought us joy this year? Where did we experience challenges? How did we grow through them? Did we spend enough time with the people we love most? Ask your kids if they feel like you spent enough time with them. Ask your spouse, did I spend enough time with you? Listening with my face, really investing in our relationships. How did we use the gifts God has given us? Our time, our talents, and our treasures. And as you reflect, don't be afraid to acknowledge those areas where you might have fallen short. None of us are perfect. And the good news is God doesn't expect us to be. He simply invites us to draw closer to Him, to learn and to grow and to abide in Him. And in Lamentations 3, we're reminded of such a beautiful truth, one of my favorite verses of scriptures. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, even on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. Great is God's faithfulness. It means no matter what this past year looked like, His mercies are new for us every day. And that is a hope we can hold on to that won't disappoint as we plan for what's ahead. So when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about some of the fascinating trends this year that made 2024 distinct. We'll look at the landscape of the world. Let me give you a hint. It does have to do with Taylor Swift. Don't turn off the radio. I've got some good news for that too. And we'll talk about our top 10 shows of 2024. I'll see you on the other side of this break. A recent study reports that the rapidly declining global birth rate will lead to a major population crisis if birth rates continue to decline. Their massive support for Planned Parenthood is all part of their plan. While we may feel hopeless in the constant attack on life, there is an amazing way to fight back. When they shout abortion, we shout life. Preborn is leading the way. Every day, their network rescues 200 babies. You see, when a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears the heartbeat, a baby's chance at life doubles. The ultrasound is the secret weapon that joins a mother's heart to her child. Preborn provides ultrasounds for clinics in the highest abortion areas. Can we join hands nationwide for life? One ultrasound is just $28, but any gift will help. $5,000 underwrites ultrasounds for the entire network for a day. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
Grant me serenity.
Welcome back, friends. That song is so beautiful, isn't it? It's called You Make Everything Beautiful by Rebecca St. James, and it comes from the movie Unsung Hero, the origin story of the Christian singing group that are brothers for King and Country. And fun fact, as we're looking back over the year 2024, I was able to see that movie in a theater here in Houston where For King and Country came, along with the producer of that, the director of that movie, Richard Ramsey, who, fun fact, I was in high school Sunday school with. And so that was one of our shows this year. That was really fun to be able to do. We did not sit at the Sunday school table and say, hey, why don't you become a movie director and I'll be a radio show host, and then we can do a collaboration in 30 years from now. But it was a really fun thing and a great movie to watch with over the holidays. If you're looking for a movie to watch with your family, Unsung Hero, great movie to watch. We also did a feature on the best Christmas pageant ever. That's another great holiday movie that's streaming now that you could watch with your family. Well, welcome back, friends. We are looking back at 2024. We're looking back on the show. We're looking back on our own personal lives. And we're looking back at what we experienced collectively as the world. You know, we thought 2020 was a wild ride, but it just seems to get wilder and wilder every year. And I wanted to share with you, I saw this article actually from Yahoo News. I know they're holding space for 2024 is what they said. And they shared 15 facts from their data analysis of trends over Yahoo usage. And I thought this was really interesting and instructive. And so I'm going to share these, as reported by Yahoo News, 15 facts about our world today and the world that we're trying to navigate. Fact number one, Yahoo visitors read more stories about two people two specific people than anyone else this year. Can you guess who they are? They are pretty not the same people, for sure. Those two people would be Taylor Swift and Donald Trump. I know some of you are groaning already, saying, oh no, don't talk about Taylor Swift. But listen, the world and young people are talking about Taylor Swift. Fact two, on average, 3% of stories read each month were about the 14-time Grammy winner who spent 2024 on her Eras tour. Fact three, she was the most popular celebrity search in all 50 states. And there was one state that searched her way more than any other state. Can you guess which state that might be? I'll tell you, my producer and board operator got it right. And if you guessed Kansas, you would be right with them, where she and her partner, Travis Kelce, were the most searched and second most searched celebrities, and even ranked as a couple at number 9 in that search. Fact four, interest in Swift peaked in February, right around the Super Bowl. People thought she might make a surprise appearance. She did not. Fact five, in 2024, there were more Yahoo searches for Taylor Swift than for the next 36 music artists combined. That is just absolutely unbelievable to me. And her fact number six, when you shake off Swift, that was a little reference there, stories about families and relationships piqued readers' interest more than any other category. And that definitely caught my attention, because I think people are hungry for information about family and relationships. And the good news we have to offer you is that that's what this show is all about, is family and relationships, prescribing hope for healthy families. And families are all about relationships. So if you're looking for information, here's just my own little PSA. Don't go to Yahoo. Come to the Dr. Nurse Mama Show and American Family Radio, where we're giving you that hope that doesn't disappoint. All right, fact number seven. This one completely caught me off guard. I was really flummoxed. Yeah, flummoxed. I know. My husband's probably listening. I'll tell you about that word later. He's like, you're using big words again. Fact seven, Yahoo visitors spent, are you ready for this? 313,000 hours reading horoscopes. Can you believe that? That's 13,000 days, 313,000 hours. And you know what it tells me is that people are deeply anxious and they want to know what is going to happen. And let me give you a spoiler here. You're not going to get hope from a horoscope. You're just absolutely not. My producer and I were talking, and we hadn't thought about that since like maybe junior high when they came in the newspaper. Anybody else of that age, that old? But it does tell me people are looking for what is going to happen. And as I said at the top of the show, we don't know what 2025 holds for us. We don't. And anyone who tries to take your money and tell you they know, they don't know. But we do know who holds the future. And we know that is God, our creator. And we know that God loves us, and God created us, and God made a plan for us, and he has our best at heart, and we can trust in that. And that is what we will be spending time on in 2025. Fact eight, those astrology fans, they spent the most time on Scorpio, the least time on Gemini. Fact nine, Sydney Sweeney was the actress people searched for the most often. Fact 10, Caitlin Clark beat out both Kelce's and Simone Biles as this year's most searched athlete. And she just beat out Travis Kelce, and then the rest are way far behind. Fact 11, the most popular time to play Yahoo games is after lunch at 2 p.m. Now, this is not fact 11, but here's a fun fact. Our show's on every single day at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So for those of you, if you have friends on games, tell them to join into the show, to tune in to AFR at 2 p.m. or anytime. You're going to get some inspirational, encouraging programming. Fact 12, one dedicated Mahjong solitaire player among you, maybe you're even listening, I don't know, achieved a 242-day streak playing every day for 8 months. Fact 13, Vermonters spent seven times as much time playing games as North Dakotans. So if you live in Vermont or North Dakota and you have some insight on this, Stephanie and I, my producer, could not figure this out. We don't know why. We think maybe all of you out there in North Dakota, are you out there on your ranch? Are you taking care of your cows? Like, are you out there shoveling snow? What is it? We don't know what you're doing with your time. But if you want to let us know, we'd love to hear. Fact 14, banana bread was the most sought after recipe on the search engine, and it ranked first in every state except two. Now, what were those two? I found this very interesting too. Those were Mississippi and Kansas. So what do you have against banana bread, and what is better than banana bread? What secret are you keeping from the rest of the country? Inquiring minds want to know. And fact 15, this one just made me laugh out loud, because do you know what was the most popular item with Yahoo shoppers this year? The thing that they clicked on, the product that they clicked on and bought the most, is probably going to take you by surprise. It is a mini chainsaw. And yes, maybe I am one of those people who did click on it and buy it as a Christmas gift. I did. I bought one and gifted one this Christmas because I thought, well, that was just clever. You never know when that might come in handy. I mean, we live in Texas and we live where there's storms, and you know, you never know when a chainsaw might come in handy. But that was followed by an Apple iPad, an outlet extender, pillows, food storage, night cream, AirPods Pro, a shower caddy, a cordless vacuum, moisturizer, and Hanes shorts. Those were the most clicked on products. And, you know, who knows what 2025 holds. And some of this, you know, you may be groaning and thinking, oh my goodness. And some of it's just funny. Some of it's humorous, but some of it is more serious. Now, I did not get this from Yahoo, but I did see on the news one trend that happened in 2024. Were that Bible sales jumped 22% in 2024. That was just by the end of October compared to 2023. And that was really interesting. The Evangelical Christian Publishers Association reported a significant rise in first-time readers of the Bible. And so publishers are targeting various interests. We're seeing new editions or marketing strategies, digital print options to make the Bible more accessible. And when I started to look at some of these articles about why are U.S. Bible sales booming, I'll tell you, one of the first articles that came up on the search engine, no, that was not intended, was our very own Alex McFarland, who was talking about looking at what he called a golden age of Bible publishing. And I look at those Yahoo trends that we talked about, some of which are silly, some of which are concerning, some of which are annoying, some of which are really just downright disturbing, honestly, some of those things. What we see is that people are looking for answers. They want a world where they can find hope. They want a world where they want stability, and they want some of that comfort that comes with knowing that they're going to be okay. And that kind of comfort can absolutely be found in the timeless truths in the Word of God. In a world that often feels loud and chaotic and confusing, it's very easy to lose sight of what truly matters and to let our heads be distracted and turned so quickly by fear. And we think, oh no, what about this? What about this? And we need to get this. And then we're marketed to all the time, and we buy products to make our lives more convenient so we have more time with people, or to make them safer so that we can feel like we can protect the people that we love. The culture around us is pulling our attention in every direction. It is filling our days with distractions, and technology is the thief of time. It is absolutely consuming our hearts with worry. But as leaders of our families, we have the power to choose a different path. We do not have to choose fear. We can choose faith. We can choose love. We can choose purpose. We can choose peace that passes understanding. And let's remember that all of that noise of the world does not have to dictate the rhythm of our homes. It absolutely doesn't. God calls us to be something greater. God calls us to be holy, to be set apart, to be different, to build our lives on His truth, to love each other deeply, and to nurture what lasts forever. So friends, when the chaos feels overwhelming, just focus on these simple truths. Love God, love your family, and make time for what matters most. Make time for that. And then just be a light in your community, in your home. Point your family and your friends and your neighbors toward the hope that we have in Christ. Joshua 24:15 says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." May this be our guiding declaration together for 2025. Let's lead with courage. Let's stand firm in truth. Let's keep our eyes on what truly matters. Let's refuse to be distracted by technology, to be fearful by the news headlines, because when we do that and we choose joy, we choose peace, we choose patience, we choose kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, we choose those fruits of the Spirit, we give our families the greatest gift that we can give them, a peace and stability and lasting joy. So how can we take all that we've learned this year and use it to encourage change for the next? It's about progress, not perfection. Start by setting your intentions as a family, those intentions that are rooted in faith and love and growth. So here's what I would encourage you just to start thinking about and talking about. Make sure that you're making time for God together, whether that's through family devotions or prayer time or going to church. Prioritize that spiritual connection. Invest in your relationships. Think about how can you spend more quality time with your loved ones and have those real intentional moments that create lasting memories. Your children want your presence more than they want your presence, your gifts. They want your presence. They want you to be. Simplify where you can. Life often feels hectic because we overcommit ourselves. What can you let go of to make room for what matters most? I'd encourage you to serve others. Look for ways to bless your community or help those in need. And when we give of ourselves, we reflect God's love in such powerful ways. And lastly, and maybe most importantly, celebrate progress, not perfection. Seek connection over perfection. Prioritize connection. Change happens in small, steady steps as we develop discipline and character. Be patient with yourself and encourage each other along the way. So as that clock strikes midnight tomorrow, and we step into the new year, we'll do it with hearts full of gratitude for what has been and hope for what's to come. And what's to come next is our top 10 list from 2024. We'll tell you about our top 10 shows, those top 10 moments. You don't want to miss it. We'll see you on the other side of this break.
My father, your great-grandfather, fought in World War II.
Really?
He was a gunner on the big ship out in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
Your great-grandmother did her part, too.
Was she on a ship?
Oh, no. She stayed back home. She and a lot of her friends worked really hard in a factory because the men had gone off to war.
Ooh.
And they held scrap metal drives to help in the war effort. The folks back home were heroes, too.
Here at the American Family Association, we consider you the heroes back home. As you fulfill your responsibility of caring for your family day to day, your partnership with us is crucial as we fight the enemies of freedom in America. Thank you for your commitment to the American Family Association.
Grandpa, what's a scrap metal drive?
Let's get some cookies, and I'll tell you all about it.
Creation.
Welcome back, friends. That is Holy Forever by Chris Tomlin. Such a great word of encouragement. And we're here to encourage you today with Hope for Healthy Families. We are looking back at 2024. This has been particularly fun for us as a team because here at the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, this is our first full calendar year that we have just completed. We've gone from January. We had some terrific snowstorms. We had ice. We've had hurricanes. We have been through a lot as a team, and you have been there right there with us. And we're so, so grateful for you. And as we come to the end of our first full year, we just wanted to take a moment to celebrate that with you. It's just been such an incredible journey here on this radio show, and one that's been filled with very meaningful conversations, shared wisdom, and moments that made us laugh, moments that made us boohoo, and moments that strengthened our families. I know Stephanie, my producer, and I, we sit after every show and we talk about, wow, okay, I learned this, I want to do this, and all of the things that the ways that God has equipped our guests to encourage us. And this year, we have covered so many important topics, and every single episode has been special in its own way. So we don't have favorite episodes, but today we really wanted to share with you our top 10 list, those top 10 moments where we just feel like God was really moving and working, those shows that resonated really deeply with our listeners, that just offered a special word of encouragement and practical tools and inspiration for living out our faith and leading our families well. We have had episodes that have sparked healing. We've heard from listeners that, like, our conversations on forgiveness, reconciliation, and families. Others challenged us to think differently when we explore ways to cultivate peace in our homes despite the world's chaos. And then there's heartfelt stories of perseverance and hope that remind us we're never alone in life's journey. So before I get to our top 10 ish, it may be plus a couple, I wanted to kind of go over some of the highlights and encourage you that if you joined the show later in the year, to go back and catch some of these episodes that were really, truly worth listening to. I was fortunate, I have to say, first and foremost, I was fortunate to have my daughter, my oldest daughter, who's in college. She's a journalism and religion major. She was served as an intern, and she had so much wisdom to share. We shared a lot of our journey, and I would just not be a good mom if I didn't say that was one of my top moments, and just being able to talk with her and share very transparently our journey of healing. How do you have a good relationship with your daughter as a mother when you don't have one the other way, when you don't have a relationship with your mom? Well, that's what we have been trying to do. And so I was very grateful for that. And in that line, I also was able to have my sister, Amber, who is also a pediatric nurse practitioner, on one of her shows, The Best Of Show. We aired that on January 16th. And that was a great show, just sharing our story of reconciliation. And we've had some great conversations over the year. Just recently in December, talked about guiding kids through tough things at Christmas time, whether that be financial hardship or relationship strained or divorce or whatever it may be. How do we walk our kids through that? And even more important topics like protecting them from abuse. That was a really great moment for me. Another great moment was on February 10th with Allison Golden, a pediatric nurse. Yes, you can see my bias there, but just a young woman just starting off in her nursing career and seeing when kids are sick or hurt, I'm telling you, that can feel like some of the darkest places on earth, because we see the innocence of kids and they just don't deserve some of that sickness and trauma that they get. And it can be really easy to lose your hope and lose your faith there. But to hear her share her story of finding hope and arise and let her light shine and having that, the encouragement of that scripture, that was really great. On February 7th, we featured Hannah's Heart, which was a great time to talk with another show that's here on American Family Radio, talking about pregnancy loss and just the journey for children and all kinds of things that go along with that. And we had such a great connection with the host there. I would encourage you, if you know anyone who is struggling with infertility, with pregnancy loss, or anything else on that journey to create a family, listen in to Hannah's Heart. It's a great dose of hope and encouragement. We also were really fortunate to feature the directors of Trail Life and also American Heritage Girls. These are great organizations, scouting organizations, community service that are connected to the local church, and hearing the stories and the miracles of what God is doing in those was really, really encouraging. I also loved the show we did on February 26th. We talked with Charles Ramsey and Jason Palmer, both chaplains at Baylor University and Mary Hardin Baylor University, respectively. And we prayed for college campuses together on the Collegiate Day of Prayer. And in a day and age where the world is at war for the hearts of young people, we went to battle ourselves in praying for people, for kids who are on college campuses all over the country. And that was really just so uplifting to see what God was doing in the midst of all of that. I also want to share with you, on March 11th, we featured our first show with Dorinda Wilson. Now, many of you may remember her as a homeschooling mom, as a homeschooling advocate. She is a mom of boys. She has a real heart for boys. And she has given us permission to share with you that she just recently, over this holiday season, was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. And her family is hosting a fundraiser for her. You can find her on social media. We will also put a link for you on our Facebook link here for this show. And if you feel led to give, we would just put that link there for you to prayerfully consider, because there are so many unexpected medical expenses. But she has been continuing to share just the strength of the conviction of her faith, even in the face of a very unexpected and very devastating diagnosis. She has continued to share hope and inspiration, and I know that she really inspired a lot of our listeners. And so I hope that you will join me in prayer for Dorinda and for her family in the days to come as she continues to seek treatment, and that you would just pray that her care team would have wise minds and skilled hands and compassionate hearts as they care for her. That would be a great thing to do. We had a great show with Summer Colbert on March 18th. She is a great foster care advocate. She fostered and adopted and went through all the nuts and bolts. What is it really like? All the questions on that show. I asked all the questions people are afraid to ask because of what people might think. We asked all of those questions and she answered all of them. On March 20th, we had Molly Stillman. Molly, I felt a particular connection to because her mom was a nurse in Vietnam and was actually one of the first documented fatalities from Agent Orange that happened in a nurse serving in the military. And she talked about her mom dying at a young age, inheriting a sum of money, and being completely unprepared for that and losing that inheritance rather quickly, but finding God and God's faithfulness in the process. And that was a really great story that she shared. And on March 29th, we re-aired a program with some of our longtime dear friends, the Mays, who lost their son in a tragic accident and yet still retained their faith. I cannot listen to that episode without crying. I mean, there were just so many other great episodes. We talked to George Barna about his research on young people. We forgave him, even though he is a diehard Yankees fan. This is a problem for me because I am a diehard Astros fan, but we got past our differences and found common ground in looking at shaping the minds of and the hearts of young people and future generations, which was really, really exciting. There were so many more, but let me go ahead and get to our top 10-ish list so I don't run out of time. My producer, Stephanie, and I collaborated. We came up with almost exactly the same list. So let me give you these shows and remind you, if any of them pique your interest, you can find them. I'll give you the date and it would make it easy to search for you on the, for you to search on the podcast platform. But one show that we did was really great, On Location, January 9th, David Adams, a pastor at a local church. It was great to hear the heart of a pastor and a servant leader. And today, your pastors need your prayer more than ever. They absolutely do. It is a hard day and age to be a pastor. It's so contentious. People are hurting. They're immersed in that. And he gave us some great encouragement to be able to do that. That was David Adams on January 9th. On February 6th, we talked to Rachel Elmore. And she talked about being a new mom and just all of those honest, hard things that happened. And my producer told me that it was what she needed when she was a young mom. It was what I needed when I was a young mom. And she's even gifted it to her daughter-in-law just because we felt like this is something that every mom should know. Yes, it's beautiful. Yes, it's wonderful. Yes, it's glorious. It's miraculous. And it's also the hardest thing you will ever, ever, ever do is becoming a mom. It is so, so difficult and so challenging. But God is there. We also, on our list is Brant Hansen. We featured him twice on April 3rd and August 6th. Brant Hansen was just hilarious. He was so funny. He talked about his book, Life is Hard, God is Good, Let's Dance, and also his book, Unoffendable. He was a fantastic storyteller. I feel like this man has lived 1,000 lifetimes. I mean, he could talk about being in a hospital in Africa or motorcycle racing somewhere else. I can't even remember where. Or the time that he ran out as the announcer on a Toby Mac concert because Toby Mac wouldn't come out. And he just finally said, okay, well, if he's not coming out, I'm not coming out there either. And so I'm going to leave. It was a hilarious story, but really you can't unhear. He is the MediShare guy, y'all. So when you hear those commercials, that is him. And it's just such great insight, such a humble and wise storyteller. We loved those episodes. We also loved June 26th with Bubba Miller. It was so fun to hear what God is doing in the life of Stephanie's high school friend. Stephanie went to high school with Bubba, and he is a professional rodeo coach at a college campus. And so hearing about a cowboy church, and there was just a really touching moment in there talking about his son and an interaction between him and his son. And he was crying. I was crying. It was really sweet and special. We always really love to see those encouraging stories of fathers who just love their children so fiercely. Number five on our list was Carrie Dawson. And they're not in any particular order. They're the top 10 bucket. Just all then we're there, right? It's Carrie Donnelly on February 22nd. Now, she is the director of Adria Women's Health. And we really weren't sure what to expect. We did not know before that show that she had a personal story of abortion. And she shared that story, and it was so impactful and what they're doing in that ministry. And actually, Stephanie and I were fortunate enough to go to an event and be able to see what they were doing firsthand and to meet some of the moms and the babies. And I will tell you, that was an amazing moment as we were sitting in the event, and there was a nurse who came on stage who told about a woman who came in completely hopeless. And as I looked at that nurse, I realized it was a nurse who had been my student when I taught an undergraduate nursing. And here she is helping this mom, and the mom chose life for her baby, and they brought that chubby-cheeked little baby out on the stage, and oh, we all lost it. It was just a beautiful, beautiful moment, beautiful celebration of life. Number six was Terrence Campbell. He was on July 23rd. He was a great storyteller and loved the ministry. So it was great. They're giving me 2-minute warning. I told you I was going to run out of time. I'm looking at my producer. Kathy Lipp, we had on September 24th and December 4th. She was fantastic. Sabbath soup and talked about clutter. And we're going to have her next year as a regularly featured guest. I'm going to share with you my own personal embarrassing, humiliating journey to try to finally get control of my clutter. I hope you'll join me. Sally Burke, August 8th, such a great episode. The impact of moms in prayer, so foundational. Even got a letter from a listener, a dad who started a dads in prayer group right in his own living room. I'm telling you, I have that letter. It's on my desk. I keep it. It is. Thank you so much for writing that. Number nine was Sharon Janes, August 19th. She is also a great storyteller. Just has such a, we love her insight. We also love her Southern accent. Like, she is just a Southern charming lady. And I just love, love, love talking to her, even though my kids say my accent starts to come out. Number 10 was Ten McKnight on April 24th. Just military veteran, chaplain, professor, great insight into Gen Z. And my really favorite show of the year was September 25th with Kevin Chandler, carrying Kevin, the story of a man with spinal muscular atrophy whose friends made a backpack for him to travel across Europe, and how he ministers to others. Got to meet him in person. It was so beautiful. Well, you can find all of these shows on our podcast. We'll be back later in the week to talk about 52 Habits for Healthy Families, New Year's resolutions. Should we do them? Should we not? We'll tackle that later this week. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.